Get to
No, he says you're terminated.
Get does
he?
To,
does he really?
To, yeah, you're terminated. Get to the chopper. And then there's
and they
a
have
chopper.
To fly off.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I thought it. Get out would be even better. Yeah,
no, it's get down.
Get down.
Get down. Anyway, vignette.
So funny. Super funny.
I messed that up.
Ha ha ha.
Okay, shape up. Podcast. Get everybody on the Tyler. Terminated. Get to the podcast? Old crappy car.
Y'all are dogs. Okay.
Hi there, everybody, and welcome to the Danish edition of the Evil Podcast. My name is Anders.
Go ahead, Craig.
Yeah, yeah. And
hey,
also,
Tyler.
Tyler.
Dude,
such you a get, strange language.
You always use guttural R's when you speak Swedish. Why don't you use them when you speak Danish? That's the foundation of Danish.
It's because I really think that Danish is just like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, pretty much.
Gedalen.
Yeah, it's not far off.
Yeah. Austrian.
How was your week, Greg?
Juicy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. What'd you do?
Pretty awesome. I did...
got a sandwich, ate some frozen strawberries, and...
I did a tryout for the circus.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You're going to replace the elephants?
No, I wanted to be blasted by a can... like a cannonball.
Wow.
Across Rogers Center.
Did you hear they're closing the...
It's also great.
Closing circuses everywhere.
Yeah, there's two of the big ones in the U.S. are closing now.
Ringling Brothers and the...
Yeah, after 150 years.
Thank God.
I never heard of...
It's the big one that causes, like,
what do
all
mean,
of Chicago's sports teams to disappear for, like, a month.
You don't like the circus, Craig?
No, I think the animals should go wander off somewhere
fuck the animals.
Do something else.
Just kidding. I don't have an opinion.
Fuck
you're
the
probably,
animals.
You're probably right.
You are Danish,
circus,
aren't you?
Yeah.
The worst circus I ever saw was in St. Petersburg, Russia.
Oh, yeah? I thought they had a good circus
the, well, they do, but I think we got to the wrong one because no one there spoke English at the time.
You went to a tourist attraction
and
one.
We got on some sort of train and
it was just Putin riding shirtless on a horse.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been. What, it was a poodle riding a bike and a bear driving a golf cart.
A poodle
yes.
riding a bike.
And a bear driving a golf cart.
For some reason, that's much more fun.
Are you sure that's not a stereotype?
I saw
that's
it.
What TV shows. Is
sure that wasn't one of your dreams, too?
I don't remember anything else. Maybe the lions in the cage.
Awesome.
So let them be free. Just let's not release them in the last city center where the circus stops.
Yeah.
I mean, let's
well,
make sure they go somewhere.
Well, Edmontonians aren't allowed to say anything about animals if you've ever been to the Edmonton Zoo.
No, I haven't. Is it...
It's basically just a barn where they keep animals.
I was going to say, it doesn't really matter, because if anywhere in the U.S. releases those animals, at least the schools will have guns to protect them from the grizzly bears.
True enough, yeah.
What was that, the nominee for Secretary of Education?
Yeah.
Said kids need to have guns
no,
in
no,
schools
No, 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 they were talking
the
about guns in schools, and then people were like, how can you justify guns in schools? And they're like, well, my colleague, who's from Wisconsin... Just like their school, where they had a grizzly bear in their field. Maybe having a gun at that school would protect the children from a grizzly bear.
Mm.
You're like, ma'am, that's why we have fences.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't think if you had a 9mm, that would not necessarily kill a bear.
But it would definitely kill the lion that the circus released.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, a 9mm, yeah, if you hit a bear the wrong way, it will just piss him off.
Exactly.
Shoot him in the ass. He'll steal your picnic basket.
Yeah. You want some, weird. Yep.
So, yeah, I did not go to the circus this last week. I was ready. I was ready. It's a lifetime of contemplation to decide I wanted to be in the circus, and now they're shutting them down.
Yeah. Poor Craig.
I went to the dentist again.
Again?
For my consult. And now in 2 months, I can have a surgery.
Yay.
For my wisdom teeth.
A consult?
Yeah.
Okay, but wait. How did you know you needed the consult?
Because my dentist said so.
So he couldn't give you the consult when he told you that you needed the consult?
No, my regular dentist had to send me to a surgery dentist.
Ah.
And the surgery dentist first needed a consult with me, so he could charge me $129.
And ask me how you feel? Like, I mean, what did he discover about you during this?
Nothing. He said,
is he going to put you out?
Yeah, this is what I'm going to do. Open your mouth. Okay, good. See you in 2 months, because that's the waiting time.
So that lasted how long?
15 minutes at the most.
Did you at least pepper him with some questions?
I said, do I have to be knocked out? And he said, yeah. I said, okay. And he said, come back.
In 2 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bring your wallet.
Don't eat anything. We'll be happy. Don't eat anything 6 hours before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you poop yourself on the dentist table.
I don't know.
No, you wake up and barf.
Yeah. That will be $129. Talk to my coordinator.
But you, so does your government, does the government of Canada cover your payment?
Well, not the government, but my insurance, Alberta Blue Health Cross.
Care. Blue Cross covers all of it?
Well, I think they cover most of it, but my wife also has that, so I'm covered with two, so hopefully I don't have to pay anything. It's $2,500.
Why would you be on Blue Cross? Is that what's...
Yeah, that's what my employer has, kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah, so $2,500.
Speaking of tooth damage, I'm very sorry for giving these...
Hold on, I just want to... Do you know how much the anesthetic fee is?
$700.
$700 to be put out. Anyway, yeah.
Too much.
That's because you've probably got an anesthesiologist there, and they have a crazy job.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
So I didn't really mean to make you hurt your teeth on these frozen chocolate-covered strawberries.
I forgot
about the frozen part.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm getting teeth surgery, so I don't care if I wreck them now.
Yeah, but you're not eating it with your wisdom teeth.
True enough.
That's just going to cost you even more if you break one of the good ones.
Just go with
it. It's going to take you longer to chew steak.
I'm not a yes and.
Yeah.
No, stomp.
My wisdom teeth are encapsulated, so that's why I have to be put out, according to
him. Encapsules?
Mm-hmm. Well, they haven't come out. They're underneath skin and shit.
That's why you've been so wise.
Yeah.
The first cast afterwards, you're not going to be so smart.
No, probably not.
Take you longer to chew on a steak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm thirsty. How about you, Greg?
Yeah, what does Andy mean when he asks that?
Liquor bombs.
Yeah. What to? Oh, yeah.
Subtle. Craig?
Yeah.
I need your...
Do, 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 do.
Not too much, because I'm kind of tipsy. That's good. Thank you.
It's rather purplish in color. Yeah.
You know, I haven't actually tried this one. Dish.
Okay. Like, just looking at it, it's like either like a blackberry or like a licorice one. What the hell? It smells like a cinnamon bun.
Are wildly inaccurate. Don't say anything.
Okay. Smell this and match the taste again, just like with your gin.
Well, there's some licorice on the end there for sure.
No.
But some berries in there.
There's no licorice, right?
No, there's none?
The smell's not going to match because you're still smelling the gin.
Oh, okay. Because we didn't rinse out the glasses from last week.
Probably, yeah.
Okay. So it's some sort of berry.
It is a berry.
Yeah. There's no licorice, like Craig said.
There's no licorice. Okay.
Blackberry?
It's got a licorice finish.
Night.
Saskatoon?
Nope.
I don't know.
Something a little bit more Swedish.
Korsbor. That's terrible.
Lingonberry?
Schorschbarsch.
It's not lingonberry.
What's Flede? Elderberry.
Really? But why is it dark?
It's just elderberry.
Is it dark?
It's actually the berries from the... Oh, okay. Because the flather is actually the flowers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. And I was thinking cloudberries, actually.
Right. So that
was
I actually don't know what an elderberry tastes like.
Well, now you do.
So, well, in
that
in
was...
Yeah. You do, you
did
do.
Did you make that?
Yeah.
That was fine.
Well done.
That was good.
It wasn't bad. Anyway, I like that so much. Let's do another one. Double liquor box.
Oh!
Craig, I'm just going to give you a little.
This is what the show should be. It should just all be liquor boxes for half an hour.
Well, I mean, each one of these little bottles is like $6, so that's not
too terrible. So you actually bought the...
Well, the bottles to mix.
Oh.
So like, I didn't have any bottles to store.
So those were filled with vodka? Yeah. They are tiny.
Yeah.
Hmm.
They're the small one. This one's a different one.
It smells like rum and raisin.
Well, I have it in the same glass, so I get some berry and some cinnamon smell and some.
Okay.
Absinthe.
No.
No.
That also tastes, that tastes like elderberry flowers. To me. Where
pretty some exotic flavors here.
Can I smell it out of the bottle without this?
Sure. You go right ahead.
What do you think, Craig?
I don't know.
Bog myrtle, it smells like, too. It smells like kind of like elderberry and bog myrtle, which is like famous synopsis, but I can't really place it.
What I wrote on the bottle is these initials.
BC plus M.
Do you want to BC smell? Cherries plus mandarin oranges.
Nope.
You stumped me, Tyler.
The M isn't really even what the first letter that is.
So it has some sort of herb or flower thing.
Yes, it has a herb.
Okay. Mandel almond.
Nope. The M is spearmint.
Mint.
Oh, mint. Oh, yep. Okay.
And the BC is black currant.
Black. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Weird.
This one had a story with it.
Yeah, because I don't get much mint.
No? It's because it's spearmint.
Right. It tastes and more herby, too.
It was very little spearmint to it.
You've been dabbling.
I thought it was pretty good. It was super powerful when I made the thing, but I think it's mellowed out since I
must have.
But it's set
for
a little.
Do you actually put, like...
It's a good flavor. Okay, now I'm getting
mint
aftertaste.
Where'd you get the mint stuff from?
I bought a whole bunch of herbs a long time ago to make smoke.
Uh-huh.
And
make smoke.
Yeah, like for your vape, right?
Oh, I see.
Spearmint is one of the ones that you can add to just random herbs and stuff to give it a little bit of flavor when you're smoking.
Right.
Mm.
And so I have a bag of spearmint that I mixed in with this.
I only vaped one herb, and I'm not going to tell you which one.
I've done many. And not the one that you've done.
We've never done that one?
No, that would be illegal.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't done anything.
Until next spring.
How dare you?
But yeah, the story.
That's what they say.
The black currant story was good.
I would have guessed the darker one would have been black currant.
No. I was surprised how dark those elderberries got.
Yeah.
The black currant came from, you know how they have those meal boxes now?
Meal boxes.
Yes. So you know, like you can pay whatever, and then once a week they ship you a box with food,
so you can
prepare your dinner, kind of thing.
Okay.
So they have those now. And every now and then, somebody will wind up canceling an order.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And so there's food to be disposed of. And so I will occasionally get one of those boxes.
Well, through work.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you told
and
me
so
that. Tyler was super happy because
one of these, one of these boxes had a Kenyan, like an Ethiopian beef stew in it.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ingredients was the black currants that I used to make this.
Fascinating. In a stew. Wow. Yeah.
Black currants in a stew.
Yeah.
Packages. Some people wait a long time for packages, and sometimes they're not physical objects, but they come in the form of emails.
I
from
have a package for you.
You do? Yeah. They come.
It's in my pants.
They come in the form of emails from admirers. You have a story about this, Andy, don't you?
No.
People.
Are we improvising or what?
No,
what?
You do have a story about this.
Oh, really? What?
Starts with Dexter.
Oh, nah. Welcome to North America's most forced segue.
That's right. Just trying.
Yeah.
Trying to...
Well, it was a good try.
By the way, Andy, do you remember when that dog was killed? You know, that one that you killed? Please go on.
Mark Twitchell, Edmonton's Dexter Killer, posts online dating ad. So... It was a few years ago. Craig is crunching in the microphone. There was a killer in Edmonton who was actually inspired by Dexter, the TV show, shall we say. And now he's in jail, and apparently now he set up an online dating
profile.
Oh, sorry.
What?
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. Figured Craig can maybe read his profile.
Sure.
It's kind of tiny here, but you're better.
In a Danish accent?
No, just read it in English.
You know, I was tentative about reaching out. Because I thought I couldn't offer much. doubted anyone could look past my reputation to see the human being. But trying is definitely worthwhile, and if it means finding just one meaningful, mutually fulfilling friendship. This is the sociopath coming out in this profile. My crime doesn't define who I am or represent me at all, except for the fact the way that crime went down, which was trick someone to come to your garage.
Exactly.
Knock him, stun him with a stun gun and dismember and then throw his remains down a sewer. But other than that, it can't possibly
And then post
him.
On Facebook saying how you have so much in common with Dexter.
Yes. I've made some terrible, regrettable choices in the past, but I've come to terms with it. I see.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah.
Isn't this the one they did a CSI on or something?
I'm not sure.
So anyways, he wants to manifest his relentless imagination with someone.
Ooh.
And he feels that he
sounds sexy.
He's insightful, passionate, and philosophical. He enjoys now he's like positioning himself as the who's that other killer that's not real? Hannibal
Dexter.
Lecter.
Oh, Hannibal Lecter.
I love the rain, he says. And and get in touch so we can share amusing observations.
I also like long walks on the beach.
Yeah.
Oh, I also list tennis, chess, and storytelling as some of his other skills.
I like how you so liberal here in Canada opposed to the U.S. Like, hey, prison guard, I just want to post a profile on Grindr. Is that okay? Yeah, sure. Or whatever.
Was it actually on Grindr?
No, I don't know. I don't know where it was on, actually.
Were you just saying that we are more liberal than the U.S.?
But yeah,
if you go to a Swedish or Icelandic prison,
I don't know.
They leave you in your bedroom?
I know your region. It's nice.
I know your prison system is fairly good here because there was some, like, I was listening to, like, a Swedish law professor, and they asked him, like, who has the best prison system in the world? And he said, like, if you count, like, like when you get released, you don't commit another crime. There's a fancy word for it. Okay. He said, like, the
recidivism.
Best. Right. Yeah, the best in the world is actually Norway and Canada because you have the lowest percentage of that word.
Hmm. I would stick with the Norwegian. I would want Norwegian
is a little bit. Yeah.
I would go to Iceland where they don't even have a prison anymore.
It is a prison.
Did you remember we had that Icelandic guy here and he said, like, there was a prison right where he.
The guy who tried to swim to grab a, like, with a soccer ball?
Baldwin, yeah. He jumped the fence and stole some kid's soccer ball, and everybody in town chased him down and returned him to jail.
Oh, yeah.
But that was after he stole it. He tried to swim to mainland Europe from Iceland carrying the soccer ball.
Did he?
I thought he said that they pulled him from the harbor or something like that with the soccer
Could
ball.
Be. Yeah.
Yeah,
such cute little crimes they have on Iceland.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll not be able to sit on a couch for a week.
Okay, now what's worse about this dating profile is that it's on a site that is specifically made for criminals.
Is it?
To find girlfriends.
Was it? Oh, yes. That's so weird how they encourage that.
Well, they encourage it, and then there's women who gladly sign up for that. I mean,
like the one who wanted to marry Charles Manson?
I guess. I don't know if that was on a site, but...
Well, yeah.
So there you go. Like
Canadian Inmates Connect Limited. They have a link to it.
You should create a profile.
Yeah. You know, you go into Tinder or one of these dating things and you show up for a date. You don't really know everything about that person, but here it's guaranteed. You know that they are. You went right to the homepage.
Yeah. Canadian Inmates.
Could find this special person.
There's no internet access in any provincial or federal prison in Canada. So how do you connect? Oh, it's pen pals.
Letters, probably.
It ends up being letter writing.
I like how the Canadian government is actually encouraging women sending letters.
Whether it's poor choices in the wrong place at the wrong time or lifestyle, it doesn't matter. Inmates are people too.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, over time, they are forgotten about by friends and families. We're once there for them.
Huh. Wonder what status, like, if you wrote bum checks and you got sent to jail, wonder what status you would have on Prison Connect. Like, what sort of women would go for that?
Maybe, like, a little...
Because, I mean, the killers and, like, Hells Angels and stuff, they must be the highest ranks, which get the hot ladies.
Maybe.
I don't know.
White-collar crime.
They're only allowed
to get any of the ladies.
Exactly. Yeah. Just a short one. Sports. Let's switch to sports.
Okay.
Aberdeen FC. Mm-hmm. Take it, you're both fans.
Scotland.
Scotland, yeah. Football club or soccer.
Bunny FC. Is.
Yes. They released a tweet that said, "Done deal. We're delighted to announce that the Dons," I guess that's their nickname, "have signed Turkish midfielder Yerdas Zels Evern to a 3-year contract."
Okay. Yep. Done deal.
Yep. Done Sign deal. Him. Yeah.
He's not
Funny
real.
Thing about that, though, is if you try to read his name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you read it?
Yerdas Selvason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's if you. Your dad sells Avon.
Say it again.
your dad sells Avon. If you're Scottish, like, your dad sells Avon. Which is apparently one of the worst insults to someone if you're Scottish. Like, if Tyler says anything to me, like, I go, "Fuck you, your dad sells Avon."
Wow.
And that was from their official Twitter, and Sky Sports actually picked it up. It. I love the Scottish.
You might have a bit of a rough
their sense of humor.
A rough transition to life in Aberdeen.
Yeah. Dazzles even. Apparently, the continuation is your dad sells Avon and your mother flugs council.
What does that mean?
Council is like, you know, the council estates they have, just government issue, like
housing?
high rise. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And apparently, this council is like mediocre weed.
What's flugs mean?
Flogs?
Flogs. Oh, yeah, sells.
Sells. Yeah. Your dad sells Avon and your mother sells mediocre weed. They have some great insults.
Entrepreneurial.
Yeah, they have great family. Insults.
I think we need to become Scottish.
Yeah.
Sounds more fun.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Anyway.
However, there was a lady
uh-huh.
who wanted to be Swiss. And uh-huh. she's from the Netherlands.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And the title, "Woman Denied Swiss Citizenship Over Campaign for Less Cowbell." A Dutch woman got a miss in her quest to become a citizen of Switzerland. Her children are both Swiss by birth,
mm-hmm.
but her campaign against cowbells caused her to fail the citizenship thing. The way it works in Switzerland is, even though you pass all the requirements of the government,
right.
it goes to a town council.
Right.
And the town votes as to whether or not they allow you citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So she's an animal rights activist and complained that the cowbells were damaging to the cow's health. She also shot down hunting and piglet racing, and the residents of the town did not like this and denied her application to become a Swiss citizen.
Because they have
Swiss
kind
citizen.
Of like direct democracy in Switzerland yeah. because they vote for everything. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess she also complained that the bells at the church were too loud.
Well, that would probably tip it.
I complained about that too when I lived on White Avenue. That's why I'm not Canadian. I just feel there's a Blue Oyster Culture of Will Ferrell joke here somewhere,
uh-huh.
but... Not really that much of an SNL fan.
So, the Swiss People's Party, Tanja Suter, says that Holton has a big mouth. And besides, why should we give citizenship if she annoys us and doesn't respect our traditions?
It's amazing they have that power to make decisions like that. Mm-hmm. Well,
wow. Yeah. There you go. I kind of wish more countries had that kind of weird power.
It's more like the village, right?
Yeah, well, I guess I would never become Canadian then because I hate maple syrup.
And the national anthem.
Yeah, I'm not a good skater.
I don't think we've ever seen you skate.
No, I don't think you have.
I think we need to.
I can skate, kind of, but I have a bum knee too, so, yeah. you know.
But you can walk and you have a bum knee.
Yeah, well, you can never be Swedish because you don't know the rules to bandy.
I know approximate rules to yeah. bandy.
I know how to watch it. Drink some glug.
By the way, did you see the... there was an article that I saw about 10 things to happen in 2017 in Sweden.
Oh, yeah.
And they're bringing back mandatory army service.
No, they're not.
Potentially bringing it back.
I don't think they are.
That's what the article
read that?
Was saying.
In the local. The local.se?
Yeah. Potentially bringing it back because it was passed as a thing that they wanted to look at again.
Well, because it got the threat of Russia.
For only men or for women too?
I don't know. I didn't look that far into it, but...
What? I thought it was mandatory.
No, it was only mandatory for men before.
Uh-huh.
Now it's not mandatory. They have a regular...
There's a generation of future Swedes that could have knee injuries.
When did they stop having it mandatory for men?
2005-ish?
Oh, okay.
Or maybe a bit earlier.
Huh.
Yeah. It wasn't that long ago. Yeah, maybe 10 years.
But you did. You had to do it.
I did it, yeah. Well, I could have gotten out of it.
Do you like it?
It was okay.
Good experience?
Yeah, it was fun.
Did it put hair on your chest?
Hmm? No. I still don't have a hair on my chest.
What was hard about it? What was it most difficult?
Waiting for stuff.
Okay.
It was boring. Sit around waiting.
The potential of stuff wasn't that exciting.
You had to shave every day, even though you hardly have any beard growth when you're 19. It's annoying. Yeah.
What else?
I don't know.
Was basic training difficult? Like, is it?
No, not really. I wasn't like a ranger or anything, so it wasn't that bad. It was medium.
He was a field medic.
What? Yeah.
Yeah, with the army.
I was also a soldier, so I also had a gun to shoot people. Mm-hmm. So
in the army?
No.
in the Swedish army?
No.
What do you mean, no?
Air Force.
Oh, yeah, Air Force. But you never went in a plane.
Did
you jump out of a plane?
No, I didn't jump out of a plane. Like I said, I wasn't a ranger. No, we didn't
That
jump
would have
out
been crazy.
Well, but like, yeah, depends on what you do. We were like close defense platoon, so like in wartime you... Like basically defend
Malmö from the Danes.
No, you defend an air base. So
got to protect Stockholm from the incoming Finns.
It was all right. I wrecked my knee. Otherwise, it would have been more all right.
That's where the bum knee started.
Yeah,
because Andy thought he was Space Jam.
What were you doing? Jumping off a wall?
No, they said like, okay, if you want, you can go work out, and we're like, sure, let's work out and keep in shape. So we were playing basketball.
Oh,
someone pushed me and wrecked my knee.
Shit. Did you go into army surgery?
Army surgery?
Yeah.
No,
they wrecked a big tent.
They had another
tent around you.
A bunch of field medics run out into the basketball court with their guns.
No.
Back.
Cut it open with a bayonet.
No. Some people came with a VW bus and they drove me to the civilian hospital.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those are the days, hey?
Yeah.
And so you had to be dry for that entire period?
Dry?
Like no alcohol during that all of that training and the service and that?
Well, we were off most weekends.
Oh, you were off the weekends?
Not all weekends, but some weekends. Mm-hmm. And yeah. No, we didn't have to be dry. Hmm. Well, technically, you should be dry when you're on duty.
But...
It's just a bunch of drunk guys on the arm, the firing range.
It's the first time I smoked hash.
Really?
Yeah.
That's hard for anyone in Sweden to get.
Last week, the party week, someone had like hash. I'm like, oh, I never tried hash. Let's do that on the army base and go to jail if they find you.
And that didn't happen.
No, it didn't happen.
The trying it or the jailing?
I tried it. I wasn't jailed because nobody found out.
Okay.
So.
Until now.
Yeah. Now we all know.
It's a statute of limitation. Ah. It's more than 10 years ago.
So. Okay. Is that true for anything?
Everything except for murder, I think, in Sweden. Hmm. I don't know about here. You have a statute of limitation, right?
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Hmm.
Right. Sure.
Uh-huh. What else?
What else?
What else?
I was reading an article about the dummy tree.
The what tree?
Do you know about the dummy tree?
No.
The Dume.
Dume.
I think I'm sure it has to be pronounced Dume.
Dumskulle.
Hold on here. The Swedish dummy tree.
I have no idea what it is.
No, the pacifier tree.
Mm-mm.
Okay, there's like a giant tree that has a whole bunch of like babies pacifiers outside of Gothenburg.
That would be Nappträd, in it, if anything.
It says, everybody calls me the Nap Mama.
Oh, Nap Mama. The pacifier mom?
Yeah, the dummy mummy.
Okay. Dummy.
I don't know.
Why are you saying dummy?
Because that's what the Swedish newspaper says.
No. It's not good.
See?
Not is a pacifier.
Why would it be? Mama. Dummy mummy.
What, is a pacifier called a dummy here?
Not here.
Well, then
but it's obviously it is in Sweden.
No, it's not.
Maybe this is what they call it in like the UK, but the maybe. Swedes, I don't know.
I don't know either.
So me and my husband are there to look after the trees and pick them up when they fall down. We go and pick up the string when the wind blows it onto the ground. The dummies shouldn't be left on the ground.
Okay.
There's a giant tree that they've been taking care of for 30 years that's full of pacifiers.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all.
Okay. So you heard that was horrible news.
I'm sorry. Craig. There's no news.
There is one here because I think I might have told you earlier about this Swedish advertising company that it was the Great Trump Escape.
Saw that too.
Yeah, they said, and they said, you know, if Trump gets elected, then we're looking for Americans in the advertising industry to come over here and work for us.
Yeah. That's what they always say, yeah. The Americans. That's what the Americans said when Obama was elected.
I applied for this.
To go to Canada?
No, to go to Sweden.
I don't think they'll
let Canadian. It's for Sweden. They don't want you.
It's for a Swedish advertising agency.
Oh, Sweden. I thought you meant Canada.
And sorry. I thought, oh, man, nobody would have applied for this. It turns out there's 857 applicants for one job.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you did tell me about
that. And so you didn't get it?
I'm here, aren't I?
That's a shame. Back
but they had to sort through 857 applications.
Maybe they haven't got to yours.
Maybe.
What was the job?
Being a copywriter and
doing
creative work for them or whatever for an ad agency.
I'll put in a good word for you, Craig.
Thanks, Andy.
Me too.
You don't know any Swedes.
I know the Swedish ad agency.
Round and Round, it's called.
Right.
Jan.
Mm-hmm.
He's in charge.
Right.
Fine. Did you hear about the train that broke down in
the
northern part of Sweden?
No, I did not.
It was going to Luleå, and when it broke down. It broke down in some small town.
Uh-huh.
The power went out in this train, and it was minus 40 outside.
Mm-hmm.
For 3 hours it took them to fix it.
It always takes them 3 hours, the Swedish railways.
Can we count down, since we haven't really had our 2016 recap, I want to count down the weirdest Swedish stories.
Oh, you didn't do the recap? I thought you did a recap.
No, well, we kind of did, about who died and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Was it? Do you remember who we picked to die in 2016? I think we picked a lot of people.
I'm pretty sure I picked Putin, and boy, was I wrong.
Yeah,
that went the opposite direction of death.
I think I had Mick Jagger.
Yeah, you were wrong too.
We should do that.
So let me pick some of the top stories here. Do we want to? Are we going to have another?
Have another what?
Okay, we'll do the recap next show.
Okay, yeah. I'm just going to give you a hint. Maybe. Just going to open some loops here. Number one, the giant snow penis.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Number two, the off-duty cop who made the arrest of the year in her bikini.
Okay. Ooh. You kind of need to go deeper if you can just read the headlines.
I am reading the headlines.
Well, you need to tell us what it's about.
We'll do the Deadpool next show.
Okay, Mikaela Kellner and her friends were sunbathing in a Stockholm park in July when somebody approached pretending to sell magazines for homeless people.
Right.
After lingering for a while, he eventually took no for an answer and left, but not before helping himself to one of their mobile phones. Unfortunately for the man, Kellner and one of her friends are police officers, and as soon as they noticed something was wrong, they jumped into action, forcing him onto the ground, three women in bikinis, and detaining him in the grass.
They were all cops? Bikini cops?
I guess so, yes.
And they were picked. Someone took pictures of it.
Arrest me.
The moral of the story, don't presume a Swedish cop won't be ready to put you in a hammer lock just because she's wearing skimpy outfit.
Was it skimpy?
I need to look closer.
How would you know they're police officers?
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't know.
Huh.
Unless the bikini said Officer Titty.
I like the guy who like decided not to help but take pictures.
Yeah.
Okay,
this girl in a bikini looks like she has this. It's time for me to take pictures.
This might be a theme, but the Swedish teenager who bared her breasts for a school photo.
This is the top stories according to who?
According to the local.se.
Okay.
I mean, that is a pretty good top story.
Uh-huh.
I can't imagine anybody ever getting away from this, but this 19-year-old wanted to send a message.
Yeah.
We talked about this one. Defending gender equality, snow clearing.
Yeah, I think we did.
We do have... Here's the one that they have as number 11. Sex pigs halt traffic after laser attack on Pokemon teens.
What? doesn't make sense.
If there's one Swedish animal story to rule them all in 2016, it's undoubtedly this bizarre tale from Insjön in mm-hmm. central Sweden.
I've been there.
Have you?
Twice.
Really? Twice. Do you have a passport?
Anyways.
On a Friday night in August, at the height of the Pokemon Go craze, two teenage siblings went out looking for some of the fictional monsters.
Uh-huh.
Instead, they found something far more disturbing. A couple wearing rubber pig's head masks, screaming and waving a green laser. One of the ladies met one of the teens in the face, and they promptly rushed home.
Right.
But it wasn't the last sign of the masked shooters, who were wearing t-shirts labeled King and Queen.
Mm-hmm.
They're soon spotted again, this time by motorists, having sex beside the town's water wheel.
How bad is your sex life if you have to tell the missus?
Drivers slowed down, and some got out of their cars, stunned at what they were seeing.
Please, put on the pig mask. We're going to the water wheel.
Judging by how popular our original article on the subject was, international readers were just as dumbfounded. So there are, like, three crazy stories.
Come on, put this on. Here, take this laser pointer. Put this t-shirt on. This is Queen. Take your pants off. Let's run out then.
Shoot. Quick, shoot. Quick, to the water wheel.
Yeah. And shine it in the eyes of teenagers.
Who probably ran home.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm so wet. Carl, I'm so...
Carl.
Yeah. Carl. Oh, that's my cousin. That's disgusting. Wasn't him.
Are you sure? You're from the middle of Sweden, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I know I'm more from the south, so I'm sure it was him.
Oink, oink.
Yeah. Ooh. Let's have sex. I'm so turned on by scaring teenager. With my pig mask.
I think they
mask.
Had that plan beforehand.
What a rush.
I don't quite understand the pig masks.
Yeah.
Or the laser
I just find it's weird foreplay to like scare teenagers with a laser pointer. Okay, now I'm in the mood. Mm. Let's have sex here beside the road.
And the water wheel.
Yeah.
The constant dripping doesn't make me want to go pee inside of you.
But the motorists who slow down and stop their cars to watch, like...
Well, you would stop your car to watch? Who are you kidding?
I guess so, yeah.
If you watched people hunting,
If we were riding to the cabin in Barhead and we saw pig's masks and laser pointers and...
Humping in the ditch, you would pull over and watch.
Yeah. We would.
Just checking to make sure nothing goes wrong here.
Yeah, exactly.
Making sure everything's totally...
Hope your kids are wearing a condom.
Practice safe sex as a truck drives by.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Wait.
That's all I got.
Okay. Guess that's all I got too then. So, until next week, from me, Andy... Craig Cardboard, Tyler Danielson. This has been Radio Evil on Pirate Satellite.